Welcome to Cairo Feast, where we are serving up big helpings of wisdom in the successful practice of chiropractic, the world of entrepreneurialism, and extra servings of mentorship to navigate this wonderful experience we call life. My name is Dr. Jeff Danielson. I've built, bought, and sold many chiropractic practices and currently own 19 limited liability corporations. I love the entrepreneurial spirit, and I pay it forward through a company called Big Fish Enterprises. I coach and mentor business owners so they don't repeat the mistakes that I made in my career. Every week, we cover a topic that will help make you a better leader and a better entrepreneur. Or maybe it's just going to be a topic that helps you become a better person. You'll want to share these episodes because in life, it is always better to pay it forward. And now, let's get into today's topic. Come and get it! Cairo Feast is online and we are ready to serve. And today, I've got kind of a quick hitting set of nine things. Here's what's coming at you. Nine things that leaders should do in their clinic or in their business. I mean, these apply to all businesses, but so if you want to know what the secrets are to great leadership, I'm going to give you nine things. Now, I will preface this by saying this. There aren't just nine things. There are probably 69 things or 99 things. I don't know. There's a lot of things that make a good leader, and these are just the first nine that came to my mind, and I just scratched a bunch of notes and said, okay, we're going to do nine, and this is what you're going to get today. So buckle up. Here we go. We're going to start with number one. And number one is interesting because it's kind of, how do you put your thumb on being genuine? A good leader is genuine. They got to genuinely care about their staff, their team. They got to genuinely care about their patients or their customers, their clients. They got to genuinely care about their profession. They got to genuinely care, literally, about the world, their entire community, okay? So that's a tough one to coach, okay? And so I was joking yesterday that I'm going to do a podcast. I'm going to interview a few other people and get their opinion on how do you coach genuineness and how do you coach somebody to be more genuine or more authentic? And I think there are ways to do this. So I'm gonna save some of my tidbits that I want to share about how to be more genuine. Sometimes you just have to be really intentional about certain attributes that you need to show people in order for them to perceive your authenticity, okay? So I'm gonna stop with that. But being genuine, being a genuine leader, I think probably one of the most important things that you can do in your business life. Okay, number two, show up big. Show up big. No leaders show up small. None. Okay? Show up big, be larger than life, and be on. Okay? And I'm doing air quotes right now. Okay? Be on. Here's the problem. You do not have the luxury of having an off day. If you are the leader, you don't get to have a day when you just whine. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you, okay? And it's not a good look for a leader to be a whiner. In fact, I know some leaders that are whiners, and I don't call them leaders because that's not what a leader does. Can you imagine going into war with a leader who's like, oh, my boots are fitting too tight on my feet. My feet are... Come on, suck it up. Whatever your issues are, suck it up and deal with them and lead, okay? And actually, I was talking to one of my docs just the other day about the interaction that you have with a patient, okay? When you have an interaction with a patient, let's just say that you see 200 people a week. You're having 200 of these interactions with, let's say, 200 different people. So you've got 200 times when you need to do your best to show up big and to be on. If one of those patients, and a lot of them are, if one of your patients is coming one time a week and you're seeing 200 people in a week, that person represents 1/200th of your week, right? You get 200 interactions, they get one interaction. It all comes down to what happens on that one visit. So you could say, okay, if I was talking to another chiropractor, you could say, well, I've got 200 interactions. If I'm on and I'm good for like 150 of those, that's pretty good. What about the 50 that got you not on? Their interaction sucked. You don't have the luxury of going 199 for 200. You don't, because that one got a substandard, subpar interaction with you. And you don't have the luxury of giving one person, not one, less than 100% of what you have to give. You have to be on every single time, every moment, every interaction, every adjustment. If you sleepwalk through an adjustment or an interaction with a patient, you have failed. And you have failed at being a leader for that person. It should be life-changing, every single interaction. That sounds like a lot. It's like, oh, seriously? I got to give a life-changing interaction with every single person? Okay, here's where I'm going to give you a little bit of a break. It's a life-changing interaction with the entire team and the entire experience when they walk through the door. It might be a song that's being played on the speaker system that makes their interaction a five-star interaction. It might be the fact that when they walk through the door, the front desk person stood up and said, "Oh my gosh, Linda, those are the best boots I've seen all week. Where did you get those?" It might be that. Or it might be, "Linda, that is an amazing haircut. I have never seen you with short hair. That is gorgeous. I mean, you were good looking before with long hair, but wow, what a great cut. That makes your face look so beautiful." That's something that a front desk person can do that, I'm telling you, doesn't matter what kind of an adjustment you give after that. The front desk just made it a five-star, right? Now, you might do that too in your interaction, okay? As a chiropractor, when you're delivering that adjustment, you might deliver a great adjustment, blah, 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 and you look them in the eye and you go, "You're looking trim. I don't know what you're doing. I don't have a camera in your house to see what you're doing for workouts, but you're looking good. Like, you're looking trim. Keep it up, whatever you're doing." You think they're going to walk a little bit taller when they walk out the door? Absolutely. And that made it a five-star. So I'm not saying if they're in your office for 22 minutes total, that all 22 minutes have to be a five-star. But at least 20 seconds have to be five-star to make it a five-star. Does that make sense? So let's show up big. Let's be on for every single person, every interaction, 100% of the time. Okay, number three, and we took a little bit more time on number two. It was that important. Number three, and man, I keep telling people this over and over and over again, you have to have a staff meeting. And it is amazing to me how many businesses go through their weeks without having a staff meeting where everybody gets together, you get to see everybody. I don't care if it's 5 minutes long or 45 minutes long, but you've got to get together. You've got to have a time when you can have the camaraderie of the team. I love walking into our staff meeting because in the minutes just before it starts, it's like a coffee shop. Everybody's like, you know, talking and enjoying each other, right? But if you ask them privately, "Do you think we need a staff meeting today?" They'd probably say, "Well, no, I want to keep working on what I'm working on." And so there will be pressure from your team to not have staff meetings. Okay, I just dealt with that last week. And that's why I put out an email to that effect. There will be pressure for you to not have, "Oh, we're so busy. We have so much to work on right now. We shouldn't have a staff meeting. We got to keep everybody focused." No, get everybody together. We need to see each other. We need to have an opportunity for our department leaders to express their leadership. You want to know how to get leadership into your office so that you can have multiple leaders, give them an opportunity to be a leader in front of the team. That's what happens at a staff meeting, okay? And so it's just good to hear from everybody and hear from every department for there to be camaraderie, for there to be communication, and also accountability, okay? Accountability is huge. All right, number four, and don't get me wrong on this, and this is a tough one for everybody to hear. You absolutely 100% need to be friendly with your team and friendly with your patients, but it's extremely difficult to be a BFF, okay? I'm really cool. I use like those acronyms, BFF. It's extremely difficult to be BFF with a staff person. Okay, because of your business relationship. You can be friendly, okay? You can have a great relationship, but I want you to think about it a little bit more as a parent relationship or a mentoring relationship where there's a high standard for you as a leader to lead someone and to be a good role model for the people around you. And you really need to avoid trying to be their best friend, okay? There's a reason why that's not your role. You're not in charge of being their best friend and solving all of their personal friendship issues and problems and being that, you know, shoulder to cry on. But you can be there for them, and you need to be there for them, but it's a little bit, it's a different role, a mentoring type of a role, okay? So be friendly, but not a BFF. Number five. Lead by example. No one, and I mean no one, will ever outwork you as the owner. You are going to spend the most time, the most energy. You will have the most passion. You will have the most invested. You will take the most risk. And hopefully you'll have the most reward. But most of those things are quote unquote negative, right? You're having to deliver the most energy, spend the most time, work the most hours, have the most passion, sweat the most, take the risk. You know, all of those things are going to be on you to have the most. Now, here's the thing. When you lead with an example where you put all of that on the line, you will slowly bring the people around you up. Okay, but nobody's ever going to pass you. So why would you set the bar low by only coming into the office once in a while, you know, or only putting in extra hours once in a while? Because nobody's going to pass you. Nobody's going to jump over you to do more hours than you. So if you want people to put in more effort and more blood, sweat, and tears, then you need to do that. And you need to make your effort higher and your energy higher, and then people will rise to you or closer to you. But they're never going to overtake you. They're never going to pass you up, okay? So oftentimes as owners, we want our employees and our team to have an owner's mentality, okay? That is what we're going after, is an owner's mentality where people are looking for ways to save money, looking for ways to keep the overhead low. And when you get a great return, let's say a good amount of money comes into the business during a month, we want our staff to celebrate that. Well, are they going to celebrate that if they don't have an owner's mentality? No, they're not going to care. Nobody's going to care about what you're putting into your pocket or how much the business is making. I mean, for the most part, people care about what they're making. But the more owner mentality you can give them and reward them for it, the higher they will perform and the more they're going to care about the results of the business. Okay, number six. This one's a tougher one as well. I don't like talking about this, but I'm going to. Number six is don't be a pushover. Okay? Don't get walked on. Have standards and expectations for your team. And make your team follow those standards and expectations. Don't just have standards and then not follow them. You know, have rules. You need to show up to work on time. You know, you can have this many days for PTO, or, you know, this is what we expect for a dress code, or this is what we expect for how much time you're putting in, and, you know, how you're going to act and all this kind of stuff. And then actually follow through. And when people break those standards or break those rules, pull them into your office, okay, and talk to them privately, personally, you know, and challenge them and let them know that's substandard. That's not where I want you to be for this company. I need you resonating at a higher level, and that's expected. Do we have an understanding? You know, so don't be a pushover and just let people walk on you. It's your business. And also, another thing too is to have insurance for when the possibility is when somebody walks out the door, okay? Because here's the thing. If you're going to hold a standard and somebody is substandard and you challenge them, they might do what? They might say, "Well, screw this. I don't want to come in on time. You know, I don't want to put in the extra time, effort, work ethic, etc. I quit." Okay? So be ready for that. Prepare for that. You should, you know, a well-run business should probably always have 15 to 20% more people on staff or more hours than is necessary. And that sucks because you're paying for that extra payroll. But that extra payroll is what ensures you that if somebody walks out the door, that somebody is going to take their place and somebody's going to be able to jump into their role or their job and at least get you by in a transition until you can find a replacement. And hopefully that makes sense. Okay. Number seven is your kindness and your heart must be evident and must be expressed. To be a good leader, you can't just feel in your heart that you love your patients. You actually have to express yourself, okay? And so when I'm talking to a group of men, we suck at this, okay? I mean, we're not good at this. I'm not good at this. I'm going to work on this one until I'm in a grave. I mean, seriously, because I'm never going to be as good as I should be at this, at not only expressing my my gratitude for the people around me, my gratitude for what my wife does for me and how much I love my kids, my gratitude to my parents for raising me the right way and for, you know, doing all the things that they've done and sacrifices they've made for me, my gratitude for our patients that continue to trust us and continue to walk through the door and trust that we're delivering the goods. And I'm grateful for that trust. I believe we've earned it, but we gotta earn it every day. And you need to express it. You can't just feel it in your heart. You actually have to, every once in a while, shake somebody's hand really firmly and say, "Thank you. Thanks for trusting me. I love being your chiropractor. I love being your family's chiropractor. Thank you for that opportunity to do that." That's heartfelt, okay? So that's part of the, we started this conversation talking about genuine authenticity, being genuine. But you actually have to express those feelings and those words. So it's not just a smile, although sometimes a smile does a lot of good. Sometimes it has to be words. Okay, number eight. Expressing good leadership sometimes is creating opportunities for your team, for your practice, meaning all your patients, and for your community to connect, okay? And so I'm going to give a couple examples. So when it comes to like your team, I know a doctor, I just talked with him a couple days ago, who had his entire staff and team out to his home. He lives on a lake, and so he had everybody out to his home, and they barbecued hot dogs and hamburgers or something like that, and he took them, you know, inner tubing and water skiing and stuff like that, and just had them out on the lake on a hot summer day, and that was just a great little event that he did for them, okay? Now, here's something that happened in our clinic just this week. We knew that it was National Hot Dog Day on Wednesday of this week. And one of my team said, well, if it's hot dog day, number one, let's get out the hot dog costume because we have a hot dog costume. And let's give that to one of the younger guys in the clinic, which we did. And Dr. Marcus got to wear the hot dog costume at least for a few minutes for us to take a picture. Okay. Of course, I don't ever ask anybody to do something I haven't done. And so I've worn the hot dog costume numerous times over the years. And this person in my office said, I want to bring hot dogs for everybody on Wednesday. And this was on Monday when we talked about this at our staff meeting. Okay. And I was like, that's awesome. I'll bring the ketchup and mustard. And if anybody else wants to bring something, great. And so, you know, some chips ended up showing up. It wasn't exactly like the healthiest meal. Okay. But it was hot dogs on hot dog day. And this wasn't something that we told our practice about. It was something that our staff did. And at the end of the day, on Wednesdays, we do only mornings. And at the end of the day, which was noon, the staff devoured like 24 hot dogs and had some fun having some hot dogs. And I didn't have to do anything because it was led by one of my leaders here in the clinic. In fact, by multiple people. And the next two or three days, there's been multiple emails going out saying, thanks everybody for the hot dogs. That was great. And that's an example of leadership on my part because I allowed that to happen in our office and I was excited about it. But it was also a great example of leadership from other people in the clinic, not just me. Okay? So, last one. If you want to be a good leader, know that you will have to work on you continually. You will have to work on being a good leader. Go to conferences. And I'm going to one next month, and I'm taking a couple of staff people, teammates with me, and we're all going to feed into ourselves so that we can become better people and better human beings and better practitioners and better leaders. We are always going to be learning. I'm going to be going to conferences until I'm dead. Even though I put on a conference myself, okay, and even though I am a coach of other doctors and business owners, I get coached myself. I have three coaches on my payroll, okay, coaching me, you know. Tiger Woods has his coach. I mean, we all have coaches, and we all should until we're dead, okay? Until we're done on this earth. We all need to continue to learn. That means you need to be reading books. That means you need to be working out. You need to present and be that example, okay? If you're going to lead a group of a healthcare clinic, you better be healthy. Okay? Be what you are selling. If you're selling health, then you better be a picture of that. Okay? That doesn't mean that you can't once in a while have a donut. Okay? Don't murder me for saying that. But you can have a donut once in a while, and you can have a pizza once in a while, but you know what? Don't have a donut every day. Don't make it a habit. Okay? Because bad habits make for bad results, okay? And so you should be working out. You should be taking supplements. You should be getting adjusted regularly. You should be, you know, doing all the things that you expect others to do that you are telling others to do in order to be healthy. Be the example, but work on yourself first and work on your headspace, you know? And if you need to, you know, get some counseling to help yourself, then do it. You know, to get your head straight, whatever you need to do. But don't forget about taking care of yourself, okay? Because that's the leader that people will want to follow. All right, so that was kind of fast. It was hard-hitting, and it was 9 things. It was 9 out of the 99. I'm sure there's 90 other things that you could work on, but those are the 9 that I would like to feed you with today. So Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing, okay? And I mean that because our tagline is to pay it forward. So if you do not pay this forward by sending this episode to a few leaders and a few people that you know, and I don't care if they are a leader in their home or a leader in their business or a leader in their community, send this episode to a few people and say, hey, I thought this was worthy of listening to. You might get a couple of nuggets that you can apply to your life. So stay hungry, my friends, and always be willing to work on yourself and feed yourself. Thanks for listening to Cairo Feast, because that's what it's about. It's about continuing to learn and feed yourself with good information. And as always, 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 always pay it forward.